seated in winter. Take out your Epimaxes, take out your Vaselines.
Ingrams.
Take out your Ingrams. Take out your Nivea. Take out your Nivea, take out your Ingrams. And we're back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Seated with Lebo and Tatharampedi. I made a mistake the previous time. I said, welcome back to Seated with Tatharampedi. Do you want to say your own name? Because
Tatharampedi.
By the way, my sister said something. She said that when she turns 30, nah, she's going to come to Rampedi Media and say, that's my name on the door. Where's our shareholding? So that's just a very funny thing. But we are super excited for today's conversation. It's currently winter, so the conversations are they're very brrr. And we've got a story, and we've been starting these podcasts of stories from, you know, you guys. So please check out our Instagram page at Seated with if you want to give us an anonymous story for advice. And that just basically makes our next topic for the next
one
video.
Thing I love about these stories is that, like, it helps us come up with the concepts on them, right? So the producer gets to read the story, and then they give us a couple of notes, and we get to unpack real life situations that are happening every single day. So all about relatability, having uncomfortable conversations in a very lighthearted manner. So we're hoping that this story is the one today. Should we read the story? Should we get into it?
But our ghost lady can read this anonymous story for today's episode. Yeah.
I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years. Around friends, he's funny, attentive, and instantly responsive. He notices strangers' discomfort, compliments random people, and laughs loudly.
That sounds like me.
Hey, be careful.
You can't say the N-word anymore.
On
YouTube.
You should
keep stuck banning our videos, yeah.
Even on Asmajita, so yeah. Because Asmajita, we be dropping...
But we're allowed to say it, Google.
I thought we were.
Yeah,
sounds but like we're not.
I think if you say, ga...
Yeah.
It's cool, but if you say
it's the ER.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's not the point.
Yeah. So, attentive brother. Sounds like an amazing guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But with me, I get one word answers, delayed affection, and the occasional, you know, I love you. When I brought it up, he said I'm overthinking because he's comfortable with me. But I feel like everyone else gets the version of him I fell in love with. And I'm starting to resent it.
Everyone else gets the version of him I fell in love with. This story, it just reminds me of like when you find like your partner at Groove.
What?
And they're like a groovist. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And that's their life. And like they like have so much energy at Groove. But when they come back home, they're like laid back, nonchalant, don't have energy. You know what I mean? Like, it just reminds me of like that. Yeah. Or falling in love with someone's traits. For example, Tato, I know that you're one of the kindest people ever. Oh. But
thank you.
Sometimes kindness can also be taken into jealousy, right? So I want to start us off with the topic of comfort versus neglect, right? Does comfort in a relationship justify emotional laziness? So if I'm comfortable with you, can I lay back and say to myself, you know what, I don't have to care about your emotions fluctuating so much. I just have to worry about if we're continuing, you know what I mean? So what do you think? Does comfort justify emotional laziness?
Tricky conversation because I think I've gone through this before. So I just got triggered, pow. Sounded like me. I'm thinking, did my ex send this? Is this potentially someone I was in love with? But, man, I think... Let me run down the timeline of a relationship.
Yeah. Right?
You meet the person, you're courting them, it's excitement, you're getting to know them, everything you hear from them is fresh, it's new, you're seeing their mind. First date goes well, second date, third date, fourth date, start dating. Now you come into my apartment a bit more. Because now we've unlocked my apartment, we've unlocked your apartment, or wherever you stay.
Yeah.
Now we start chilling, now it's Netflix, now we're chilling inside, now we're cooking together, now we're whining inside. Now that is the ideal thing for any man. Right? Any man will always prefer chilling indoors with their girl, watching a movie, just doing things inside the house. So I think women view that as us not putting in enough effort, right? Yeah. And then, and they're right, because obviously we've confused them. Because in the beginning, we were doing all these things. We were the golden retriever boyfriend. Now you're there by the couch saying, can you please pass me a Coke?
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Barely looking at her. Barely touching her. Yeah.
I think that comfort doesn't allow for that. It shouldn't be a reason for someone to not be as present. But I do see where it stems from. I think men need to do a lot of unlearning when it comes to how they treat their girlfriends on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. I think it becomes even more trickier when you see your partner a lot.
I think the longer also.
The longer you guys and the are more together. Frequent you see them.
Do you remember the...
Because like, imagine if yeah, like... Yeah, ahead, imagine if like you're dating your girlfriend. And
I don't have to imagine. Yeah.
Okay, so you're dating your girlfriend. Give the stories what you're imagining.
Oh, so the now, story, yeah.
Let's say only see her, you see her on a Monday.
Yeah.
And then you see her on a Saturday.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Two touch points.
Yeah.
4 hours, 4 hours. Those are going to be the best 4 hours of your life. You're going to literally do everything you potentially can. You're not cooking at home. You're going out to get lunch. You're going out
you're
for a milkshake.
Too, excited
you might
too.
Go bowling. You might do something. But yeah. now you see your girlfriend Monday, yeah. Tuesday,
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
Saturday, Sunday.
She's incorporated into all everything. Of your life.
So now because guys are naturally and I'm trying to put women into the mind of a man right now, right? Because guys naturally sacrifice that time and make their girlfriend a priority when it's time to eat, time to watch a movie, time to chill, time to do things.
Yeah.
In their minds, they are in our minds, we are putting in 110%.
Yeah.
But then the girls are more like, no, I'd actually prefer more intentionality.
Yeah.
I want to experience the Tato that's laughing with his friends. I want to experience the funny level. When I get home, I see this serious level. Where's the funny level that I see?
Yeah.
Where's the level that can see and sense pain? Because I've been in pain as the girlfriend. She's been in pain for 2 weeks.
So relatability, being able to be...
Yes. Yeah. And I think, just to add on, sorry, I'm saying so much.
No, I can see this topic is something that that you're very educated. That you're very educated on.
Yeah, I think I am. Like yeah. I said, like I thought my ex said this.
Yeah.
But anyway, lost my train of thought. But my point was that gents have that mismatch when it comes to those things. And gents also behave so differently with their friends versus their partner, because their friends, the touch points is that Monday and Saturday. So it's that 4 hours. So of course, when you see me with Thabang, I'm laughing my ass off. Because
Thabang, I haven't seen Thabang
in 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw you in the morning.
So do you think that that's what this girl is kind of going through?
I think she's going through that because she's saying she misses the person she fell in love with.
Yeah.
So because of that, that guy has now become comfortable because he's bagged the girl and he now is struggling to be intentional.
Yeah.
And I think when you do premarital counseling, all these things, they teach you about the importance of loving someone the way that they want to be loved and doing things that make them feel fulfilled. So it's like whenever you're having a conversation with somebody, it's important to know what is your ideal week? Yeah. What is your ideal month? Because men don't ask, women don't ask, and then we are then disappointed. Because
now
I'm expecting my girlfriend to make tacos on a Wednesday and then maybe give me a massage on a Friday.
Yeah.
But I've never voiced that before. Now when Wednesday comes and she's not giving me a back massage, I'm just there like, if it was one of the girlies, she would have seen that the girlies needs a back massage.
I was about
massage.
To say, because from how you're speaking from the point of the perspective of like being the person who is the tired one and goes out. And
yes.
I want to flip it then. Have you ever felt like you got someone's leftover energy?
100%,
yeah. That's what I wanted to ask. I was like, do you think you're the one who's always like,
No. It's happened to me once and I ended that relationship so quickly. One of my shortest relationships I've ever experienced.
Because
in my
it was
life.
Leftover energy.
Yeah. So
how did it feel? Like, how did it feel like?
So I'm gonna give you guys a story time. Yeah. So what would happen is that like obviously I'm friends with Level, Just Daddy G, Percy ASF, amazing fun guys who are full of life. So now my partner, like when we'd be driving to join you guys, she'd be very mellow, pretty much on her phone, just doing her own thing. And then when we'd enter,
yeah,
she was kind of boring, right? When I would speak, she wouldn't really
God
like...
God bless her soul, God bless her soul.
God bless her soul, for real. She wouldn't... God bless your soul.
Not too much
blessing.
Did you take one S back?
God bless your soul. And then when we... And then now we'd enter here.
Yeah.
When we enter here, she'd be like, Level!
Yeah.
Motherfucking handshake.
Yeah, laughing.
You know, pissy ass. You know, she's there full of life. You guys want to drink, you want to drink. She'll make you guys drinks.
Yeah.
Then now you're seeing your partner make Hunza and Lebo drink before she makes you a drink.
Yeah.
And that's like, now you're getting the mellow side of your partner, not the fun side. But then I didn't understand that this person is young and they're still learning that you have to be intentional more frequently.
Or was it just, they were just comfortable with you? But is comfort then seen as neglect? It can comfort be like a cover word for like neglect?
I think so. I think, and I was saying this earlier, human nature, man and woman, we become comfortable.
Yeah.
So when we leave our comfort and we do something new and refreshing or different to experience somebody, you get excited and you're more attentive. Things are new. So I think we need to accept as people that we fall into that comfort, but we have to set intentionality within our lives.
Yeah.
And that intentionality needs to be taking off the expectation of our romantic partners.
Yeah.
And write a book.
Bro, like, I'm sorry. I'm like, it even sounds like we're having an interview. Like, I'm like, yo, let me also say my opinion.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm thinking, I've never experienced leftover energy. Everybody that's ever loved me wants to give me, like, 100% attention. That's just how I am also as a person.
Mm.
I require it. It's a necessity. I've never been with anyone who's nonchalant.
Yeah.
To that level of, like, I don't, you know what I mean? But I have been that guy who's, like, gives a woman leftover energy. And yeah. I need to explain it, nah, because as a funny bro, nah, sometimes, nah, you're in a public space and you said one joke, nah, then you say another joke. Now you're on a roll.
Yeah.
You're on a roll. Now you've got people are listening. More than, you went from one person listening to two people listening to three people. Now you are, this is a comedy set.
You have someone turning their
head. Yeah, like, no, this is a comedy set. It's like, oh, nah, like, what? The talking stage is this long. And then they're like, no, what?
Yeah.
And then, like, you've exerted all this energy performing for everyone, making sure everybody's good. You come back home and here's the person who expects that energy back home. It's like, bro, didn't you just see my performance? I was hitting Kendrick Lamar halftime show numbers, bro.
You're
like,
kidding.
Come on! I even saw you hold your stomach, laugh, like, you know what I mean.
So weren't you,
like,
having fun too?
So it's like, weren't you having fun too? So for the girly that I'm like the story, I'm just like, aren't you experiencing your man also in those spaces, or are you so like selfish with him? That you are like, oh, no. I kick us a take. Yeah. I won't laugh when we're outside. If you're happy.
Let's pause it there. Let's pump up Ghost Lady's mic.
Oh,
I think it'll be nice. Think it'll be nice. Because we've shared many opinions. I think it'll be nice to see what she thinks from a woman's perspective.
And Ghost Lady is famously a heartbreaker.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Ghost Lady is a heartbreaker.
No, I think there's a difference between experiencing my partner like in our own personal time and in public. Why do I have to like experience you in public only?
But that's the thing. I like how she said like everyone is experiencing the things that I fell in love with him like to have, but like I don't experience them anymore, but everyone is experiencing it. Like, what?
Yeah, because she wants, so
you must be the only one who experiences
it. She wants to experience it outside and at home.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So that's what you're kind of on, eh?
Yes, okay, exactly. Okay. That
Interesting. Hey, I don't know. Why do we sometimes have better energy with strangers than we do with our long-term partners? Especially in conversations.
I think you can even add long-term friends too.
Yeah, long-term friends as well.
Because, like, for example, I think it would be a nice angle to make it about friendship. Because, for example, you are my friend and my brother. And it's like when I hang out, like, I can hang out with you and not have, like, the greatest of times.
Yeah.
Like, not that it's boring, but it's like, oh, what's up, bro? You good? You good? Yeah, I'm good. Nah, chilling. How you been? Good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, nice, bro. And then we do our own things.
Yeah.
So not that it's a bad time, but it's like, it's not as much energy.
It's, as you said, it's what you know.
It's what I know.
So it's not.
And then let's say now I bump into Matladi.
Yeah.
One of my friends that I haven't seen in a long time. Or anybody.
Yeah.
Or even a new person. Everything that they're telling me is new information.
Yeah.
So of course I'm going to be more attentive, be more aware. Because you are predictable. Everybody that you see like regularly is predictable.
You know,
you know what they're going to say. You know how they think. Yes, you might enjoy it in phases and times. But somebody coming new, you're not trying to be rude. You want to be accommodative. You have to do all of these things.
But is it wrong?
It is wrong because you have to be. I think a person has to be intentional.
The question is actually very tricky.
Question is how much is enough? Because women will always push it.
Yeah.
How much intentionality is enough?
Wow, Tata's actually going to our next header, which is women asking for too much. Because men always have this like association that women are like too needy. Like they need so much intention. Intention is a word that we hear in relationships all the time. You need to be you have intention for me, right?
Yeah.
I want to ask you, do you think that the anonymous girl is asking for too much? Or do you think that's just the stage of relationship she's in? She's just at that stage in a relationship where her boyfriend doesn't have the need to publicly amuse her anymore. You feel me?
I don't think it's about...
Or is she asking too much?
I don't think it's about... Yeah, I saw a raised hand.
She's not.
What is? It's not too much.
It's not.
It's bare minimum. Is it bare minimum or is it asking for something?
She's asking for something. Okay. Because that, when we go back to the story, she says that she gets one word answers.
Mm. Yeah.
So to me, you can just say, I'm fine. Okay. But then to your friends, you're having a whole conversation. It's at that point where I hate my girlfriend phase. That's
maybe your answers suck.
Yeah.
Maybe bro. When you ask her for advice, she sucks at it.
Oh, so what if she doesn't have a good movie take?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My girlfriend.
You know, sometimes I've never gone through this before. In any of my relationships, I've always been with fine, amazing people. But some people are dating boring people.
But like, why would you date boring people? Like, why would you?
Because she's hot, boss.
Yeah, real.
She's hot. Real. She's good looking. She's beautiful. Real. That's what attracts you in the beginning. Then you know, in the beginning, you hear about like her childhood traumas. You hear about her university. Everything is new and fresh. Then when it's time to have a serious conversation, like about the economy or flowers, anything. But she's just boring. But
I have a point when I say I hate my girlfriend phase.
Yeah.
That guy definitely is feeling her.
No, I don't think that.
I don't know whose fault it is.
Okay, can someone love you and still make you feel unseen? 100%. So I love you, but you're feeling unseen. I'm sorry, I can't see you.
Wait. No, so, okay, beautiful question.
Yeah.
I think that you think you love me.
Oh shit! Yeah, crazy. Yeah,
you think in states of love, but if you truly loved me and heard my complaints, you'd make more of an effort to change. So my question back to Anonymous, and I hate us obviously bouncing questions to Anonymous, but it's like, how much effort have you done to explain to your partner that you're tired of the I'm fine?
You don't have to hate that you're giving the advice. This is the advice. Yeah. How much? Yeah. Ask the question again.
So how many times have you told your partner you're tired of one word answers? Mm. So I think it's also like a dance, right? So like if you're a relationship is a dance for me.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we're going, we're moving, and you know, we're in sync. And then jiggy, you step on my toe.
Yeah.
But I've got really hard feet, so I can't feel that you're stepping on my toe. So I'm just there like, then I step on your toe. Maybe when I'm twirling you too hard.
Yeah.
But you're not saying anything. You're just taking the hard twirl. Yeah. So how much effort are you taking to tell me that, like, hey, man, when you twirl me with the, you know, a little bit more. I used to be a very rough partner, like, with my hands. Like, I used to treat, because I grew up around a brother and a very boy-like sister.
Yeah.
So, like, I used to, like, you know, pushy with my partner. Like, I can, like, hug her too tight, whatever. And I had to learn that, like, dude.
You have to be softer. You have
to be softer. But that came from the communication.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm like, very interested here, because we hear this thing of, like, when I hate my girlfriend phase. What do you think gets men to that point?
Before we answer, man, I want to see, do you guys know, Ghost Lady, do you guys know what gets us to the point of us disliking or hating you? Or you unaware?
I'm unaware.
That's the first problem.
You know,
there's the first problem.
You know, if you want to look for, like, you know how we look for economic indicators?
Mm.
If you want to look for your love indicators, man, have a lumps of your partner. It tells you, I feel like a lamza can tell you anything. If this person's angry, if this person loves you, if this person's passionate about you. Like, lamzas are really like the indicator. Like, for me, I really feel that. Because imagine, I don't know, I'm throwing you back now, but your first lamza with your girlfriend. Hey! My first lamza of my girlfriend, my leg came up. You know that thing where it's also...
Mine did the other way.
It went, it was a romantic kiss.
You know the twirling, and then you
was,
twirl.
Oh my God.
And then you hold.
I'm soon a big, I don't know, baby.
And you're thinking, am I kissing too much? But I'm still enjoying. She's not stopping.
I didn't thought that it's a dance.
It's a dance.
No, it's a tango.
It's a tango.
You know what I'm saying? So... I always think about that, like, if you have an off feeling about your partner,
give them a lamza. Yeah.
And it will tell you.
That's true. So,
I'm preaching right now.
Hallelujah, brother. I'm going to tell you a story that happened this exact morning.
Oh, yeah.
This morning I get up, get into the shower, you know, I'm going through my fits.
Yeah.
What's your order actually when you get up in the morning? Like, what do you take out first? What do you do in the morning?
I pray first.
Okay, beautiful.
Then I make my bed.
Yeah.
And beautiful. Then I shower.
Yeah.
And then,
okay,
babi tang,
cool.
Brushing my teeth,
yeah,
and then I get dressed. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I wake up in the morning. I always find my underwear first. right? And you get like a fresh piece of...
Where did it go?
No. The underwear that I'm going to wear.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Because like 5 times out of 10, my girlfriend's probably at my place.
Oh, so yeah.
So I wake up, I can't make the bed because she's there. Right? So I look for my underwear first.
Oh, I have a rule for that. I always scream, the last person out the bed makes the bed. That's what I say.
Yeah. No guarantee. Yeah, I didn't make the bed at all if my girlfriend is there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Privileges. Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Okay, so I find my underwear.
Yeah.
And then I tinta it and then I put it there.
Okay, yeah.
I tinted everything.
Okay, sure.
Tinted everything. Then I think about an outfit, but I always start by my weakest part in my closet. So what do I have the least of? What do I struggle with?
Which is?
T-shirts. Socks. Yeah, I don't know, people. What's the opposite of a race?
Yeah, but shirts.
So
yeah.
I find a shirt. After I find a shirt, and then I find pants. Then I'll go to the shoes.
Then I'll get the socks. Top, you go top down.
I go top down, yeah.
Okay.
And then from there, once I know what I'm wearing, I've removed that stress.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to be in a towel wet looking for clothes.
Yeah.
And I brush my teeth, take a shower. Anyway, my point of the story is that after I brushed my teeth and took the shower, I got dressed. My girlfriend is in bed now because I'm like, dude, yeah. It's late. You got to get up. You understand? And then I'm like, okay, I'm about to leave, pack my bag. So now I go in for a kiss. She's on her phone on TikTok. So now I go, mwah. But she's like.
Yeah, like, no.
Like, yeah, like a quick mwah.
Yeah.
And then I'm just there like, yo, XA. Like, I'm going.
Mm.
And then she's like, ish, I can see you feeling needy. Let me kappa you to the car. Mm. Which for me was the most beautiful thing. Because it's like, I kissed you. You weren't as affectionate as I needed you to be.
In the kiss.
Indicator.
Indicator.
So already you can see. So now it indicated for both of us that there's an issue. And then from there, into the car. And then the Lamza was nice. And then I drove off, vroom.
Why do you think, like, women, like, and this, I'm going off topic a bit here, right?
Yeah.
But with resentment in women, a lot of the times it's like the punishment is withholding of physical touch. Why do you think they do that? Why do you think?
Because they don't feel safe anymore.
To be touched.
They don't feel safe. So a lot of the time, women, when they're going through an issue with you, you guys can speak about it. But then if they don't feel fulfilled and feel safe enough anymore, that's still on their mind. I was on TikTok and someone said, like, guys don't understand the level at which women overthink. So now because she doesn't feel safe, and safe is not like safe in any way, safe with her feelings, safe with speaking. So if that safety now dies, what happens is that she can't now enjoy the relationship because she's still going through it.
Wow. Yeah. That's the first time I understood.
Yeah.
Usually I get Akirati.
Yeah. No, because I mean, I think we've all experienced that. I like unpacking as to why.
I always ask why, so I'm angry.
Yes,
so
yes.
I'm saying your explanation was so, I think, well said. Yes. That like, I was like, wow, like that's so real. Like,
no, my man, it's not to me when I feel unsafe. I want you more.
You don't know, like I want women to know this. When we're upset, because completely opposite men, when we're upset, I always feel safe, mate. We're for without you. I always feel safe, number one.
Yeah.
So already, let's cross that off.
Now,
I want us to get closer because we just fought.
Yeah.
Our bodies need to say sorry to each other, man. I think
that's toxic now. Because now, you know what's happening, man? You guys are doing the body stuff and then you're releasing a lot of different energies, feelings, chemicals.
Yeah, hormones and stuff.
And those hormones make you feel that safety again. But then the issue hasn't been resolved, right? So I end up having like sex and doing all these things when things aren't resolved and then you put it under the carpet. Now the next time she complains, you're going to now be hearing her complain about the past 5 problems and you're there like, dude, aren't we speaking about this one thing? Are we speaking about 2017?
But at least I'll be more relaxed. Won't you be?
I would be more relaxed.
And open to a conversation. I think I'd be much more open to a conversation naked than I would be with clothes and sitting across each other in the couch.
Yeah.
And fighting from across the room. I think I'm a much better speaker naked. I think I connect better naked. I think I can really, you can't hide anything. Your body language is, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So do you disagree? Honestly, something, you disagree with me or you agree with what I'm saying?
No, I disagree. Like
you said it's toxic, but
I think it's a nice, I never tried it before. It's a nice strategy to maybe do stuff that you guys like together and then speak about something. But I've never tried it. Like, because I'm the same way. Like when you were saying us as guys, I can't be lovey-dovey. I can't do
when you're upset.
When I'm upset, no.
Wait.
Because I'm at war when I'm upset. It's my toxic trait.
No, me, I'm at war with the topic. I'm not war with you, baby.
I'm at war with...
you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what it is? You know what I've seen what fights are, man?
Yeah.
And I was saying, the reason why I know all these things is because I'm in the pursuit of...
Yeah.
Of just getting...
Of understanding and...
And just being... Just finalizing. Yeah. You understand? So I have to obviously do a lot of research. Fights happen a lot of the time when something is presented. But what makes a fight really hectic and makes it war is when someone feels misunderstood or misinterpreted. Yes, that's the word, right?
Misinterpreted.
So like, it's like, for example, talking about something, and I'm like, dude, I don't like the way that you speak to me. Mm. And you're like, but then, dude, the way you speak all the time, then it's like, whoa, dude, now you're attacking how I do something, and it's like, fuck, I don't know how to explain it properly, but it's like people when they feel misjudged, misunderstood, that's what really brings in the fight. Because people most of the time are defending their honor and their character.
I've outgrown that, bro. Like, let's be mature, bro. Your back's not against the wall. We're still going to love each other tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that means that we need to talk. Don't attack me. The moment you're saying, hey, oh, it's your tone. I'm passionate about this topic because I love you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... Imagine you having a fight with your partner and she's just there like, yeah, no, dude, it's wild that we fought.
Yeah, but imagine if she's there like, no, so I commented, I said this last time and people said people defended you. I said you're an extremist. They said you're not an extremist.
Oh, this is what they said.
They said you're real. Then I'm like, no.
Hey! Yay! Finally, the respect I deserve on this podcast. I am so real. I am so real. Because when I say those things, I feel real. Like, I'm like, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Here's this guy, he's doing PR training, like an English to Shakespeare. And however, to emphasize this thing I'm a master of. Nah, I just say it how it is. You fuck, no fuck. You know what I mean? That's how I say it.
Yeah.
But yeah, back
my
to your point.
My point was that, like, so like, obviously no one's going to be like, no one wants to hate, you know, I feel like. But there's a big difference between, I don't like it when every single time, and... Baby, you know I love you now, but there's this thing that you do that really just rubs me off the wrong way.
Yeah.
But I guess also maybe I might be being unrealistic because how do you speak about the pain that you're experiencing with a smile?
Yeah, real.
So then maybe the real issue there is that I have to then allow for you to speak in any manner, label called it passion, for you to express yourself and not receive it as an attack.
Without disrespect.
Without disrespect.
Yeah, without disrespect.
You know, disrespect isn't just swearing and stuff. Sometimes disrespect can also be like those subtle jabs.
Such as?
I don't know.
Like
don't...
that?
Yeah.
Yes. We all know that
perfect,
one.
Perfect. Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If you say so. Oh my gosh. If I say so.
So I want to talk, because we obviously still on like very much like attention. This girl not getting attention, right?
Yeah.
Phones in our lives, I feel like... Phones are a really big distraction in relationships.
It's bad, bro.
And I want to explain something to girls, like, from a male's point of view. Like, ladies, like, in a day, for you, Paige, for me, Paige, you probably see maybe 100 beautiful girls in a day.
Okay. For you, Paige.
For you. So you don't see...
You can bring my phone
right now. Everyone's TikTok.
We can bring my phone
bring
right
phone.
Now.
Please give his phone right now. We're going to do four swipes.
Which platform?
TikTok.
Cool.
For you, Paige.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait. Thank you so much. It's awesome. This is so great. We'll go at the same time. How about that?
No. Let's do one by one.
Okay. Go ahead. No. Skip this brew, bro. Okay. Yeah.
One.
Let's keep going.
No, what do you bring to the table?
That's
what is she bringing? It's her degree.
Did this guy hear what I said?
Okay. It's fine. One.
That's one girl. That's two girls. Move cup.
This is a live.
Keep going. Yeah, you need to work on what you like. Peace shake. That's another girl. Keep going.
It's about husbands and blinds.
Okay, that's fair. I won't count this one. Who are you liking that these guys keep appearing, Sato? Bam. Next. Bam. So?
No, wait, okay, but here's
but
my.
But you failed.
But no, here's my reel for you, Paige. Watch. You, just watch. Let's do 10 more swipes. We'll do quickly.
No, we don't even have to do...
No, look.
10, let's do two.
Okay, one. We just got
some don't count the lives.
Yeah? This is my reel for you, babe. I don't know what the hell that first stuff was. Automation.
You don't know what was...
Epic mistakes when I started TikTok.
You don't know what's on your for you page.
Dude, we just like... But there's still no girls. Like,
this guy's capping.
Can you just open yours?
This guy's capping. Who can open, man? This guy's lying, bro. Can we please... Sorry, Tabang, just give me a yes or no. Do we see a lot of beautiful women on TikTok just as an African?
But not 100.
Tabang's saying a lot. Kenny's saying what?
That's for their page.
Okay, okay. Hey, let's skip this one. Yeah? Okay, grandfather, I can just skip one. Capo, games. I'm a very wholesome guy. Games? Wholesome guy, man. Joke? Wholesome guy, man.
So then why are you saying you see 100 women a day?
No, because I do. Because I do see like gang women in the day. But that's not the point. You're taking away from my point.
So not the seductive one, but you just see women in jail.
Yes, you see a lot of, you're exposed to a lot of women, okay. Et cetera, right?
All right?
And I'm saying that this phone thing, like you'll be exposed to a lot of women doing different things, nah? Yeah. So you're seeing a woman, you know, cooking, what's that thing called where they cook it in a pan?
Linguine, and pasta, it's egg, lasagna.
It has sausages, what. And you're like, wow, like this guy's really getting treated very nice. And your girl's saying, can I have wimpy? You're like, oh, dude, it's annoying. It's aggravating. It's aggravating. And then the moment you get to go out, what do you get to do? You finally get to have some fucking fun, man. You get to have some fucking fun with these strangers from the internet you've been seeing and what. Because this person at home just stresses you, bro. And I want to say that, like, that's how men start, like, hating their partners. It's like, I don't have any more good or fun with you. I can't wait. Until I am outside, yeah. And not in your space.
I
feel like I'm doing a shift,
yeah.
When I'm coming to see you. I feel, ooh. Like I'm at work,
yeah.
When I'm coming to see you. That is probably why,
yeah.
You don't see the things that you fell in love with anymore. Because, my sister, you've become my warden. You haven't become my partner anymore. You're my warden.
Yeah, where's the fun?
Where's the fun, man? You used to shake your ass. Hey, shake.
Yeah. Now, that's why it's so important to date someone that can be your friend first.
No. I think you should be able to... you should be dating people who are willing to date long term. Not date just to date. You know what I'm saying? Like,
elaborate.
There are some people that I just want to feel loved.
Yeah.
I just want someone to sleep next to. It's cold. I only have one half of the electric blanket. So the other half, you know what I mean? Like, I want to like feel that warmth of you, go cold, warm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to feel loved.
Yeah.
There's others that want to build something with a person.
Yeah.
They want a life with a person.
Yeah.
Those are the people that get tattoos in this life and the next.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's a huge difference. And I see,
So you're saying you should know which dating, which,
yeah,
you
which one you're in.
Which one you're in.
Yes. And I see a lot of this one. The dating for companionship,
yeah.
Not dating for life.
Yeah. Which one are you doing?
I'm dating for life. I used to do this one. And this one, it's confusing you. It's a bad space.
So isn't dating for life the friend one?
She can be a friend for this month, an enemy next month. It doesn't matter. We are here for life.
Okay.
The other one is very conditional on what you like. Presents. It's like if you do 3D, you know what I mean? Like, I can drop you at any time. The other one's more like committed. I don't know how to explain this, actually, if you get what I'm saying.
I hear you. No, I hear you. You're just explaining, yeah. A lot of different things, but then I see how they all come together.
Yeah, I can see also how I'm like trying to do that thing.
But I hear you, though.
My point is that, like, I see so many people date for the sake of dating. And it's like, bro, we actually spoke about this.
Date to have someone that swipes next to you.
Yeah, we spoke about this. It's like, you watch a movie of a guy like in like World War One, and he's writing a letter, my dearest.
Yeah. The wind today reminded me of your breath.
What? I thought you were going to say something romantic like, as the wind touched my skin, I remember your embrace. And I think of your face in every touch I hold of myself, I feel a bit of you.
Mm.
This war is going on forever, Elizabeth, but when I come home, I'm going to clap them cheeks like... Like, I've never clapped anything before. Love yours, Malcolm. And then Elizabeth, I reply, my dearest Malcolm, the sweet summer day reminds me of your smile. Mm. Oh, how I can't wait for them cheeks to be clapped. You know what I mean? Like, romance used to mean something. If you had a boyfriend, people would perceive this person to be your future
partner.
But why?
Okay. I have a beautiful question. Why did it used to mean something?
I think
proximity. Yeah. Access.
Yeah.
How often you see the person.
Yeah. And how many people are you exposed to?
Let's even cut out social media.
Yeah.
Do these people are far from each other?
100%, yeah. You actually just...
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So now, obviously, I'm also going to...
I'm in Joburg. I've never heard of anyone in Polokwane. Never heard of anyone in Cape Town. I get what you're saying. Like,
you're exposed to 40, 50, maybe 100 women in your lifetime.
Not life, but I get what you're saying. Like, 100 women of attraction.
Women that you can make your wife.
Yeah.
Maybe even 50.
So do you just date for the sake of dating?
You date to get it done. You marry to get it done. Then you commit. Then you do this one. Not this one.
Just very interesting. I'm just sleeping and the thing. Okay,
but you're saying me, do I date for the sake of dating?
No, no, no. I'm saying in general, do you date for the sake of dating?
In that time.
Yeah, or do you date? Because also people always say to me, is it okay to date for practice? Like, yes. I'm practicing for my future husband. Yes. I'm practicing for my future wife. I'm dating you, and I hope that you're my future wife, but I'm practicing. Yes. And is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, I'm practicing.
Yes.
Okay, I'm practicing.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm just getting to imagine.
I think it shouldn't be the intention, though, that you go date this person to go practice, but I think you can be in a relationship and then it fails, but then you've learned a lot.
Anyways, bro, so going back onto this topic, because I'm just like, so for you, what's worse? A sudden breakup or a slow fade of emotional neglect that just leads you to just...
I think a sudden breakup would be worse for me.
I think for me, the slow fade of emotional...
Like, imagine if today neglect. She just, like, I get home and she's like, dude, I don't want it anymore.
Mm. How would that make you feel?
I think I'd fall on my knees and start crying.
Now I'll never cry again for a woman. I'll never cry. I'll never spare water.
How many times have you cried for a woman before?
3 times.
I've only seen one.
Yeah, that's how bad the other two were. But 3 times, yeah.
Yeah.
And yourself? How many times have you cried?
I think all exes.
Oh, you cried for everyone?
Yeah.
Hey, no, Tato, you're a real lover, bro. You're a real lover, for real. Okay.
But it's only 3 exes, no?
So this is like... Wait, huh?
I only have 3 exes. And then the other ones are like... It's a bed box.
The other ones are... I was blind.
Other ones, I don't know, I was leaning.
If you think of everybody you've ever like... had a romantic interaction with, how many people do you think it is?
3.
Okay. Good thing. So, if your partner met you today for the first time, would they still pursue you the way they pursue everything else? And vice versa for you.
Say that again, sorry.
If you met your partner today for the first time.
I see today, boom.
Yeah. Would they still pursue you in their day, like in their life and what's going on with it today, the way they pursue everything else? Like, and you, would you pursue her?
What? Like the way you guys understand this question?
If your partner met you today for the first time, would they still pursue you the way they pursue everything else? Business, wada-wada, life, friendship.
I don't know. I've got a perfect partner at home.
Hey, buddy. It's just a kind of like a yes, no.
Yes. I think if my partner saw me now, yeah.
Kind of like a yes, no.
She'd be seeing a software update of what she got in the beginning.
Okay, that's
what
so
about
crazy.
You? Would your partner pursue you the now west left?
I feel like now, maybe, I mean, when we met, the circumstances allowed us to date because we both were free, like as, but now we're a bit more
busy.
You're
welcome,
busier.
By the way. I got them to date.
Who?
You and your partner.
How?
I was going on a date with someone. She came with a friend. I came with my brother.
You were on a group thing?
Yes.
You're chilling in a group. You
went on
a date.
With the girl that I was courting.
You went on a date. I was on a date with a girl. I came with a girl on a date and then I met my partner.
Yeah, but then... Yeah. But if I wasn't on that with that group of people, you were
never
going to
see her.
So you're welcome.
I was going to see her, boy. Wait. You know I was going to see her. You know that.
You weren't going to see her because you hadn't seen her for years.
No, I hadn't seen him for years.
Because he knew his partner before.
I hadn't seen him in years or so. I'm just thinking about it like...
They both went to Takalani Primary School.
I hadn't seen him in years, but not the point. Okay, but now that we've basically established like the distractions in a relationship that take away from people and you giving the advice about communication, is there any other advice that you think can like reconnect a couple to feel like, yo, we're back to day one? And this is for the people that are in long-term relationships that are just feeling like, oh, this thing is like becoming more of not... a relationship, but just co-living. You know what I mean? So what would you give that couple as an advice to connect to being back to day one, the day one excitement?
That's a good question. Yeah. And I think I said it earlier, but I'm going to say it again because I think it's profound. Like, definitely I'd ask my romantic partner and he'd be like, yo, baby, like, what does a month look like to you when it comes to romance between us? How does that look like? And then I'd ask her to ask me the question back. And then now would be aware of what romance and the intentionality looks like. Then from this, okay, cool, let's play a game for the next month. Let's try see who can action this out the best.
I think that's a great answer.
Maybe not make it a game, but let's make an effort towards loving the person the way that they want to be loved. Because people, I hate it when someone is like...
I actually don't know what I would do here.
Like, I hate it when someone is disappointed with your actions, but you never knew they wanted you to do something.
Yeah.
Like, I never knew you wanted me to do that thing.
I'm trying to find my advice that I give.
Or break up. Or break up. That's also a good one.
Yeah, I was about to say, first ask yourself, like, do I still even want to be in this? Because I feel like sometimes we just, at some point, it just becomes routine. I hate when a relationship becomes routine because you've checked out, but you're just so used to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think, yeah, what Tata said, communicate, talk to each other, ask each other what would be fun, what would be nice to do.
Set the expectation.
Set the expectation. I think, I'm thinking about this TikTok. I don't know why it's coming to my mind, but they say that the hardest day of losing someone is the day after the breakup. Because it's like, yo, you can't even say hello. You can't even say good morning. You can't even say, you lose a part of yourself that you could have just spoken to. You could have just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I had dug that very deep. Now you just...
The what?
The next day.
Yeah,
I put that far away. Because that's one of the most painful things that I've ever gone through.
And then for the Jitas back home, how do they become more attentive in the relationship?
Ask, boss. Ask, boss. Like a lot of the times, like with me and my current girlfriend, I'll be like, dude, I did this thing. You're disappointed. What would you have liked to have seen?
Yeah.
Can we please co-create?
Yeah.
Can we make this fantasy and thing of yours come to life together?
Because
I don't know what your checklist is. I don't know what you want. Like, I listen to the things that you say, then I act on them, but sometimes it doesn't feel like it's enough. So what do I have? Like, tell me in layman's terms, what should it look like?
Yeah.
In a nicer way.
Yeah, I just have one more thing for the girlies. Also, just be soft with the guys. Like, how you feel guys, is exactly how the guy feels.
I want to pose this question to everyone in the studio. You can just say yes or no.
Yeah.
Guys, am I right or am I wrong? And I'll start with Bali.
No salaries on the line. No. No punishments.
No demotions.
No demotions, yeah.
Yeah. I'll start with Bali. Am I right when I say this, actually? Yeah. Am I right when I say men are less complacent than women? So like, if something is bugging us, we don't speak about it as much in the relationship in comparison to you guys. Correct.
So Pali says, I think so.
Pali says, I think so. Talang says yes.
Ghost lady?
Pali says yes. Ghost lady, I can't see her. Ghost she lady says yes. So now that brings me to another point, right? And I don't know what where I'm going with this. But it's like, gents, just go with it. And we feel pain, we feel disturbances, we feel anger, we feel discomfort from our partner sometimes, but we've got such thick skin that we just go with it, right? And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Women have glad wrap as skin.
So they just don't go with it.
They don't go with it.
They stop with it.
And I think because of those two differences, when a woman now presents all of these issues, I'm there like, but dude, like, I let that shit slide with you because I see that you're trying, bro. So I don't know my solution, so crazy, but my solution is maybe I don't want the guys to speak more because I think it's good to sometimes let things slide. Maybe the ladies should also just sometimes let some things fucking slide. I'm done.
Ladies, let some things fucking slide. I'll say it for you, bro. You chill back, drink water. Ladies, let things fucking slide. Every day when I miss this problem. Problem near.
Problem near. I think it'll go.
Yeah.
It's like meeting him halfway.
Yeah.
Just be considerate. Yourself. Yeah.
Both of you be considerate of each other.
Yeah.
And so, the type of people you are.
Yeah. So as the guy, think about, what did my girlfriend go through today? Okay, she got up in the morning. She did this, she did that. Yo, she did this. Like things that are draining her energy. How do I expect myself to come home and see a dancing, happy chappy?
Yeah.
But on the weekend, on a Saturday,
when you're ready for those things,
and then your attention goes to me, and I'm feeding it, I should be like, you know what, this guy, Saturday and Sunday, my girlfriend is there, she's present, man. You know, Monday or Tuesday is maybe the day she's least stressed, and she's present.
Yeah.
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if I had to simulate her life, damn, I should just make her, I should just make her a cake and give her a foot massage.
I was going to, even like, I just want to see the time before I ask this question, because I wasn't going to add this question, because I didn't want to add this question, but I'm going to ask it, because I feel like it's kind of into this topic.
Yeah.
Is consistency for men undervalued in relationships? So if I'm there for you every day, I'm loving you every day, I am participating in everything, but today we have a fight and I mess up. Does that now take away from the consistency that I've given you in your life? I feel like women do that a lot. Like they'll take... My friend calls it recency bias. So they always think about what was the most recent love effort you gave them. And if that recent love effort was not enough to overcome the problem, they're leaving you. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Or they're bringing it up.
Or they bring it up. And it's like, doesn't matter that you
spoke there. About this once. That's what, guys, we need to genuinely have a scale of what is enough.
No, like it is for different people.
But they should, like, in every relationship should have a scale, like what is enough. So then if you now say, huh, I'm like, according to our scale in chapter 5, this is enough. This is enough.
But it doesn't feel.
No. We agreed that if I do 4 acts of service,
I hit my KPI.
I hit my KPIs. Because now there's no measure to see if she's wiling or not, bro.
I spent this much money this month.
Yes.
I've hit my... Look at that.
I said I love you 117 times.
Yeah.
16 lamzas.
That's more than 5... That's 3
more than dates.
Than last month.
2 massages. I listened to 5 story times about... Untatile.
And look here. And you said, spend more time with me. It's crazy, bro.
You need a scale, bro.
I think about this, like, all the time. Like, how in a fight, like, we just remove... all the efforts and love and joy and loyalty and
respect. Oh, okay, wait, sorry. I was with you, but a lot of the times, I do this a lot. A lot of the times, guys assume that that's happening.
What do you mean?
So you hear your partner complain about a specific act or something, and then she unfortunately broadens and says, you always.
Yeah.
We are assuming that she's talking about all of our actions, which is actually trying to tackle a specific thing.
A specific pattern.
Pattern or thing. Yeah. So now, as I was saying, most fights, the leading cause is attacking somebody's character. So now your character and your efforts from the past year or 6 months feel like they've been taken for granted. But she's not saying that. She's addressing this issue and then she's putting up examples, but she's not saying that you didn't perform in those moments. She's maybe just saying maybe it's not enough.
Tato. She's not saying it, ne? Mara, I can't say to an honorable member, you are alluding to the fact that you're saying this thing.
You can ask.
But she's saying it.
You can say when you say this, do you mean?
I can speak between the lines and still attack you. So let's say, like, you never text me. Whenever you're doing your things, I'm your partner, you never text me, ne?
Yeah.
I can tell you that, like, you hate speaking to me. Ugh. What? Like, that's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what I've just said now.
It's an extreme.
Compared to what has just happened is too, it takes away from all the talking.
And you see, and what did she do then? She attacked his character. So I think maybe I should also say this to women too.
Yeah.
When you bring up your issues, don't attack the person's character. Don't assume their emotions and their feelings.
Vice versa,
don't assume
guys
they
also
hate talking to you. Yeah. Maybe you're not fun to talk to and you can improve the way that you talk. Or maybe they need to give you a bit more time in the day. But don't assume that they hate talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, I think I can't do, we all live in this, in such a main character.
Bubble, yeah.
Bubble. Yeah. That either you are just receiving hurt or you're doing good. And we have to understand that we also issue out hurts in different ways.
Mm.
So how can we learn about the hurt that we issue out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to leave it actually there for the podcast, because that's such a beautiful ending. Just be mindful of other people's bubbles. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's just beautiful. But anyways, if you guys also want advice and you're like, hey, I want to hear my story. Dog, this guy's boring me. You're listening to this podcast and your boyfriend's scratching something and you're like, this guy's disgusting. Send us how you feel, like, on Instagram at C2F, and we will give you some advice.
You'll be protected. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's been Level. I don't know if you have any things you want to...
Thank you for watching this video, guys. If you guys are new, please subscribe. If you're not new, please make sure that you give us a big, fat thumbs up. Click in bio for everything that we're selling, everything that we're doing. It's in the bio. Come on. Love you guys, gang. See you guys next week. Don't go.
Peace. Subscribe.